Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Will we get a farm bill, or won't we get a farm bill? Well, no one knows at this point. There's still a number of unanswered questions. The biggest fight is over how much to cut the spending on food stamps. We have 50 million people receiving food stamps now and growing. House Republicans want to change the eligibility with work requirements, which could save $40 billion over 10 years. And the Senate only wants to save $4 billion, and that's a $36 billion difference. On the farm side of this bill, there's broad agreement that crop insurance should be the foundation of the farm safety net. However, there's still a debate over how much the government should subsidize the insurance. Another difference between the House and Senate is that the Senate insists that participants in crop insurance be required to meet certain conservation standards. And the House says, no, we have too much regulation already. Country of origin labeling is such a serious problem between the United States and Canada that the Farm Bill could try to settle that dispute. Getting rid of COOL is the best answer. Also, our cotton program is a real headache. If we don't make some change in it, we will continue to pay Brazil millions of dollars each year because our cotton program violates the WTO rules. There are a lot of individuals that want to influence the outcome of this bill. Secretary Vilsack says it's a bill that the White House is quite interested in and quite involved in. Senator Pat Roberts offered this advice to House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas, and he said, "Do the best you can, Frank. When you are leading the posse, it's always good to take a look back when you're riding point to see if the posse is still behind you." We all know that herding cats is not easy. Getting a farm bill will require a lot of give and take. My advice is keep it as simple as possible. Make sure it's in compliance with WTO rules. Ensure that the supports in the bill do not distort farmer decisions. Farmers should plant for the market, not the farm bill. Just get it done. Next week, I'll be at the Farm Broadcasters meeting in Kansas City, and I am John Block from Washington.